Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from Rome, we hear from Father Vivian Boland, a friar of the Irish province, who is an assistant to the Master of the Order for Fraternal Life and Formation. Father Vivian's preaching is entitled, Setting His Face Towards Jerusalem.
The reading is from the Gospel of St. Luke. As the time drew near for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely took the road for Jerusalem and sent messengers ahead of him. These set out, and they went into a Samaritan village to make preparations for him. But the people would not receive him because he was making for Jerusalem. Seeing this, the disciples James and John said, "Lord, do you want us to call down fire from heaven to burn them up?" But he turned and rebuked them, and they went off to another village. As they travelled along the road, they met a man who said to him, "I will follow you wherever you go." Jesus answered, "Foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." Another, to whom he said, "Follow me," replied, "Let me go and bury my father first." But he answered, "Leave the dead to bury their dead. Your duty is to go and spread the news of the kingdom of God." Another said, "I will follow you, sir, but first let me go and say goodbye to my people at home." Jesus said to him, "Once the hand is laid on the plough, no one who looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Jerusalem is central to the experience of Jesus, and Luke brings this out more clearly than any of the other evangelists. One way he does this is by writing a second work after his gospel, which tells of the beginnings of the church. The gospel is all towards Jerusalem, and Acts of the Apostles is all away from Jerusalem. The work of Jesus, carried by the apostles through what they said and did, beginning in Jerusalem and then in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Today we come to a passage in Luke's Gospel which is decisive in this regard and which introduces a long section of the Gospel containing material that is found only in Luke's Gospel. "He resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem" is one translation of chapter 9, verse 51, or literally, "He set his face to go to Jerusalem." Jerusalem is the place of triumph and of loss. It is a place of unparalleled joy and unique sadness. Jerusalem is the place of the presence of God and then of God's absence when he withdraws from the temple. Living through these alternating moments of joy and sadness, of presence and absence, was how God's people gained a deeper understanding of God and entered into an ever closer intimacy with God. The devastation of Jerusalem and the exile to Babylon is the most cataclysmic event recorded in the Old Testament. But in the hands of the prophets and from their lips, it became a moment of new freedom as the people were helped to gain a new understanding of God and enter into a new depth of relationship with God. The second destruction of the temple, the sack of Jerusalem in 70 AD, which is strangely linked with the killing of Jesus, is a cataclysm at the beginning of the Christian era. But these events also are to be understood as opening the way to a new freedom, to a new intimacy with God, a new way in which God, who seems once again to have been expelled from this world, is actually more radically present than ever before. Christian life may be understood as a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. It is a way of radical discipleship, following Jesus, who will speak frequently about this in the gospel readings we will hear over the coming Sundays. The road to Jerusalem is the road to the cross, but the road to Jerusalem is also the road to freedom. To live in Jerusalem, or to live towards the Jerusalem that is coming, means entering into ever greater freedom. This is because living towards Jerusalem brings with it a clearer understanding of what is true and a stronger love of what is good. We look for a new Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, a new experience of loss and restoration as we travel through death into the kingdom prepared for us. The kingdom that is to come and is coming will mean an ever deeper knowledge of God and an ever closer intimacy with God. In each moment of loss and restoration centered on Jerusalem, there is a new and deeper understanding of God, a closer intimacy with God, a fresh understanding of God's transcendence and immanence, that God is at once more universal and more local, more removed from this world and more intimately present to it. Jesus goes to Jerusalem because he is a priest, and Jerusalem is the place of the temple and of the sacrifices. He goes to Jerusalem because he is a prophet, and Zion is always central to a prophet's mission. He goes to Jerusalem because he is a king, and Jerusalem is the royal city, the city of David, the place of enthronement and rule. He is priest, prophet, and king, but in ways that transform the meaning of these roles. And he calls all to join him in the messianic people as priests, prophets, and kings, to join him on the road to Jerusalem and to learn from him as we journey towards the city that is coming. Who can say that there might not still be other historical experiences of loss centered on the city of Jerusalem, or perhaps centered on the sacrament of the New Jerusalem, the Church, even before the New Jerusalem itself comes down from heaven, adorned as a bride to meet her husband? Where is God to be found in society and culture, in the Church, as we experience these things today? Is God present with us? Is God absent from us? Is God to be found in Jerusalem? Across the centuries, our hide-and-seek God has drawn people to himself more profoundly through experiences of loss and exile, experiences of his absence and return. We must always remain open for this in our personal lives and in our life together. God transcends everything we know, imagine, and experience, and God continually weans us from all that, but only because God is in the same moment revealing himself ever more intimately to us, because nothing is closer to us than God, the source of our being and the giver of all good gifts. So let us follow Jesus and set our faces to go to Jerusalem. We know that it is the place of testing and the place of new life, the place of God's presence and the place of God's absence. It may be for us a place of severe testing and loss, but it will certainly be for us a place of new life, of deeper joy, of unimagined depth and fullness of life, because it is the place of God's return in the glory of the resurrection.